higher than before. I want to love you more than before. I want to worship deeper than before. I gotta scream it out.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, believers. And especially good morning to all Jesus believers. Father God, I ask you for truth this morning. I ask you that shackles will be destroyed and bondages broken. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit this morning, I say, Father God, I'm asking you, there's movement taking place all over this world. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I have something very important to do this morning, and I cannot allow any, I cannot allow anybody to break it. So, in the name of Jesus, Rhonda, I got to take you off the chat room. You can still stay here. You can still listen. But because I don't know you, I can't let you post. Sorry. So listen, I have something important to do. Let me try to find the page. I tried to wake up Donna this morning, but she had her phone turned off. And I don't know. I'm going to try it one more time. This is very, very important. Very. Because I made the move to initiate this, and I did not follow through. Oh, boy. I sure do hope. I know it's early in the morning out there in California.
You've reached Donna Petway.
No, I didn't get her. Brothers and sisters, you know, God help me this morning. I need you to be on the TED line this morning to hear something. And to participate, because you forgot. This is something that God initiated, and you forgot. I forgot. We forgot, and a price was paid because we forgot, okay? You got to listen. All right. Okay, that was Donna. Back here about... Man, I can't remember the exact time, but you'll remember. It must have been around the time when America celebrates the Emancipation Proclamation and the freedom of the slaves in America, and the fact that the slaves had been freed, but they weren't fully aware of it in Texas. So in Texas, they celebrated on June 13th or June 16th or something like that. So I was talking to Donna Petway Brown, Esquire. And I said, Donna, I said, God wants me to ask you to write us an Emancipation Proclamation. So she said, I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to think about it. And so generally, when God gives me something, and then I ask somebody else to do it because I know I don't know how to do it, I drop it and wait for them. Well, this morning, you see, yes, Sandra, it is now a federal holiday. But I wondered, and God, when God said, I want you to write a spiritual, get this, Emancipation Proclamation. Now, being an African American, I had in my own mind what that meant. But I'm never confident in what I think or my definition of a word is or something like that. So I was kind of waiting for Donna to get back with me on that. But this morning the Lord said, you forgot and he didn't follow all the way through. And that's why, could it be that some people don't have an indication that they're free? I said, what you mean, Lord? He said, well, my word says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now that's Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. What was that curse? What was that curse? It's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 28 that the following diseases came upon the people because of disobedience to God's law: pestilence, consumption or tuberculosis, fever, inflammation, extreme burning, debauch, hemorrhoids, scabs, itch, blindness, smiting in the knees and in the legs, and the failure of the eyes. So if your particular situation wasn't mentioned a few minutes ago, listen to the rest of this passage. All the diseases of Egypt, and also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law. So that takes in every sickness, every disease. That takes in you and me and every born-again, spirit-filled believer, right? Paul says that Christ redeemed us from this curse of the law because Jesus was made a curse for us. The curse of the law includes all diseases, every sickness, and every plague known throughout the history of the world. Deuteronomy 28, 60-61. In order for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in order for him to redeem us from this terrible curse of the law, he was made a curse for us. That is, Jesus bore the punishment by the law for us. That is why Jesus had to take your infirmities and my infirmities, and that is why Jesus had to bear our sicknesses. Now somebody post Matthew chapter 8 verse 17. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17, please, in the chat room. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Okay. So I said, okay, Lord. He said, but you didn't follow through with the Emancipation Proclamation, the spiritual Emancipation Proclamation. So I said, let me look at it again and see exactly what an Emancipation Proclamation did. The Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order that was issued by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War that ordered, listen to this, the freeing of enslaved peoples in Confederate states not yet captured by Union forces. However, what I noticed, just as the Declaration of Independence did not free a single American, the Emancipation Proclamation, the basis, are you hearing me this morning? It established the basis upon which a war would be fought and freedom won. So you see, Calvary was your Emancipation Proclamation from everything outside of God's will for man. Because according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, you've been made free. You've been made free from the curse of the law. Your redemption was complete from sin and sickness. But until you stand up, hallelujah, until you can appropriate the fact that Satan's dominion over you ended at Calvary, because it was there that God freed you from the curse of the law. You see, the slaves of the South received the Emancipation Proclamation. When they received it, they were still living in slave quarters. They still looked like slaves. They still felt like slaves. Hallelujah. But when they heard the good news of the Emancipation Proclamation, they now had a right to say, I am free. And I am going to act on that liberty. Are you with me this morning? You see, brothers and sisters, the Bible says Jesus has borne our sicknesses and Jesus has carried our diseases. Hallelujah. You have a check. Praise God. I'm just trying to use something that you can understand simple here. You have a check in your hand. Until you cash the check, it ain't nothing but a worthless piece of paper. Today, I'm here to declare to you, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for you, because it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. You have been redeemed. And in case you didn't know it, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Today is the day of your spiritual emancipation. Today, you are no longer cursed. You've been made free. According to the word of God, I'm declaring your independence from the devil today. Today. You've been made free. You're no longer bound by the lies of Satan. In the name of Jesus, you are free. But just like those slaves, until you can declare it, until you can take a hold of it and stop living like a slave, stop walking, talking, thinking, acting, and dressing like a slave, Christ has set you free. And I'm declaring it to you. In case nobody ever told you, stop living like a bound man or a woman. Christ. Elijah said to those prophets of Baal, if you're going to follow Baal, follow him. But if you're going to follow God, follow him. You're going to have to get free, stay free, and free others in the freedom that Christ has come and set you free. The Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Some of you are not free because you don't believe you're free and you don't want to be free. You love being a victim. When Worley said slaves who love their chains will never be free. You get free and then you go look for somebody else to bind you up with something else. God free you, then you go look for something else. Okay, I'm bound by this, I'm bound. When are you going to accept the freedom, walk in it, stop looking for something to be bound by every day? When are you going to stop making Jesus to be a liar? You're either redeemed or you're not. Simple. You're either free or you're bound. Simple. Simple. It ain't complicated.
Wondering how long Can you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains.
I think some of you forgot. Brothers and sisters, you cannot live in failure and success at the same time. And some of you, I don't know if you think, if you thought that the teaching, this is real deliverance teaching, teaching that intends to set you free, to prepare you to be a fit, yielded vessel unto God and to work for him. But some of you, you so victimized and you like it. You such a coward. You don't want to stand up to the devil. And maybe I wouldn't want it either, but I learned a long time ago, ain't nobody going to stand up and fight my battles for me but Christ and me. So some of you, every 6 months, you go backwards. Every 8 months, you're looking for something new to be bound by. Let me tell you this. I don't care who stay bound. I don't care who stay going backwards. But the Bible says that he who acts back, thinks back, goes back, is not fit for the kingdom. Why do you keep making a mockery out of God? And then you have the nerve to get mad with me because I don't go back with you to the more dumb, stupid, loser ways. It ain't going to happen. You either stand up, be for real, or don't. That's what the prophet Elijah told the prophets of Baal. Serve somebody. If you're going to serve Baal, serve him. If you're going to serve God, serve him. But don't keep going backwards. Don't allow the devil to keep making a fool out of you over and over and over again. Because you know what? Every time God build your faith and every time you let it go back, you got to start all over again because you lost what you gained. Now, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. And you have the nerve to get mad with the men and women of God who don't want to hang there backwards with you. Well, let me tell you something. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us. Now, you want to go back with the devil? Go. But don't be whining. Don't be complaining. Because you're there because you got yourself there. And that's where you want to be. Because you see, you either want to be with God in his goodness, or you're going to abide with the devil and all of his badness. And the thing is, it don't require much of you, but it does require you to be honest. And you know what else? This teaching some of you got, you done got it so long ago, I forgot when I gave it to you. But because you think I'm in that ignorant state of backwardness that you're in, and then you mad with me because I won't be back there. Well, let me tell you what I am. I am a faith-filled, faith walking, talking, thinking, living, believing, believer. That's all I am. That's all I want to be. I don't want to be nothing else. And I'm glad about it. I'm not unhappy.
I walk the streets. I hear your voice. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your war. I feel your struggle.
Ain't nobody there but the devil.
I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. You don't need much. No, it doesn't
Of the hero in you. lyrical. Candles on my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be the visible. Born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle. Head up, head down through all of the bustle. New York City, wanna flex your muscle. Look so down, look so puzzled. Hot around your fire through all the rubble. Down to stumble and fall, but my strength comes up from man at all. Down to stumble and fall. Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow. No need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind. Him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind. You will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive.
I stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Do you you know how to be, and this is the light of festivity.
brothers and sisters, Donna Petway Brown Esquire, we're going to put that simple Emancipation Proclamation document together based upon Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to declare to you today, you were made free by the blood of the cross 2,000 years ago. But today, 2,000 plus years, I want you to declare over yourself, today is the day of my spiritual emancipation proclamation by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. And we're going to give you something visual. You pin it up, a little card or something. And all you have to do is begin to tell that devil, you got me, but I'm about to pay you back because I am redeemed. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I say so this morning. And devil, I'm here to tell you, it did not work. I will never go back, look back, think back, or act back because I am the redeemed of the Lord. And I say so. Yay! I said, I am the redeemed of the Lord. And I say so. Miracles.
Just living in the miracle, candles on my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be the visible, born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle, head down through all of the bustle, New York City wanna flex your muscle, look so down, look so puzzled, heart around your fire through all the rubble,
bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes up from man at all, bound to stumble and fall.
Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow, no need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind, him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind, you will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
You you know how to be, and this is the light of festivity, when your broken heart yearns to be free.
Do you